Yeah, we're disappointed, you know. We knew the kind of threat that Dunfermline had. We spoke about it during the week, about how dangerous they were on the break. And it was quite an end-to-end game, I thought. But, look, goals change games, don't they? You know, that's that old cliche again. The first one was disappointing from our point of view. Gavin Riley had acres of space to run into. Neil makes a great save, but unfortunately it falls out to Nicky Clark, who managed to tuck it away. And then the second one, right on half-time, is a bit of a killer blow, to be honest with you. So 2-0 down at half-time, and we're talking about the next goal being important. If we get it, we're back in the game. If they get it, then it's going to be an uphill task, and unfortunately, from our point of view, you know, they go and get it. It was a decent goal, I thought, from their point of view. It was Gavin Riley done well, holding the ball up, and then Joe Carroll makes a great run off him, and, you know, hell of a strike. Nothing my big keeper can do about that one. But, you know, as always, and as the team have shown throughout past weeks, when we go goals behind, they never ever give in, and I think you know, they deserve a lot of credit for that. Keep going right to the end, scored a couple of half decent goals ourselves, but just unfortunately ran out of time at the end.
You must be pleased with the impact Stephen McCloskey had when he came in and scored his first touch.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what you're hoping for. You know, you're hoping that you're, when you make substitutions, you're hoping that they have a positive impact, and obviously when you sign players, you hope that they do well. So, you know, big Frank goes and gets man of the match, and Steph comes on and scores. So yeah, that's the kind of impact we're hoping from the new signings. Just disappointed for them that they weren't on the winning side at the end of the day. But listen, you know, the cup competitions are great. We've already been to two quarterfinals this season. We would have liked to go a bit further. We fancied ourselves when the draw was made, but, you know, great credit to Dunfermline, and we wish them well in the next round. Now our main focus is on the league, and that was our sole ambition at the start of the season. You know, we want to get out of this league, and by hook or by crook, that's what we want to do.
And just to be looking at tonight's week's game against Albion Rovers.
Yeah. Listen, it'll be a tough game. You know, it always is. We know what to expect. Albion Rovers are a decent side. They've got a big game themselves tomorrow against Celtic, obviously. So we'll get along and watch that. But, you know, I'm not sure what kind of indication that'll give us in terms of how they play against us. But yeah, it'll be difficult. But look, we, you know, all the games in our league are difficult games. You know, there isn't really, I can't remember having an easy game. We don't look at the fixtures and think, oh yeah, that's guaranteed 3 points. It's not. We have to turn up, and we have to turn up and be professional and play the way we know we can. And I keep saying it, if we hit the standards that we're capable of, and I thought we played some good stuff today, you know, if we hit the standards we're capable of, then we can cause any team's problems.
There was an incident early on in today's game where Callum Higginbotham reacted to a challenge from Hetherington. Did you have a view of that?
Yeah, that's the same view as you, I suppose. Yeah, I think the referee dealt with it appropriately. Yeah, it was a tackle. You know, Higginbotham obviously reacts badly to it, but no, I thought the referee got it right. Two yellow cards and get on with the game.